Welcome to the Wait What podcast. Now I finally have the time to do what I've always wanted, write the great American novel. Mine is a futuristic amusement park where dinosaurs are brought to life through advanced cloning techniques. I call it Billy and the Clonosaurus.
Oh, you have got to be kidding, sir. First you think of an idea that has already been done, and then you give it a title that nobody could possibly like. Didn't you think this
was a bestseller list for 18 months? Every magazine cover had it.
Popular movies of all time, sir. What were you thinking? I mean, thank you. I'll come again.
I'm David.
I'm Mitchell.
And I'm glad you didn't do the voice.
Basically, that was my thing. I'm glad you edited that, and I'm sure it sounded fantastic. Have you guys heard of the problem with Apu?
Hank Azaria, isn't it? The guy that does is a white guy. Well, we say he's white. He's not Indian. He's not Indian. Or of any Asian descent, I believe.
No, and he has come. He now has said that he'll never voice like Apu like again.
Didn't he do Dr. Hibbert as well?
He done a number of characters. Throughout the whole show, but yeah. Apu hasn't been voiced in The Simpsons in a long time. And that's a shame, because that joke is one of my favourite Apu jokes. And Apu himself is a fantastic character.
Who needs the quickie bar? It's one of my favourite songs.
Exactly. And I never kind of got him as a racist stereotype. I mean, I got Luigi as one. I can see how he is one, 100%, if you are South Asian or anything like that. Absolutely, I can see how it could be offensive to you. But I always saw Apu as like a positive kind of smart character that was like the anti of Homer. Homer was the stupid one. Apu was the smart one whenever they were together and things like that. And Apu was always like the smartest person when he's around a group of people anyway. So yeah, it's a shame that The Simpsons have just kind of like pushed him to the background, and now he's not voiced. I hope they do something with him, like recast him with an Indian actor, you know, and carry on, give him a new story arc, you know. Maybe he doesn't manage a quickie mart anymore. So he's not in just a convenience store. Maybe he starts his own business. So yeah, I've sorted out Simpsons creators. Anyway, that was my long intro. And if you have anything that you'd like to say about The Simpsons or any other controversial topics that we are more than willing to discuss, you can on our socials at Wait What Pod Trio on the Twitter, no X. And we have a YouTube channel, Liam.
Wait What Podcast, all up to date.
I made double sure because of last week that I said that properly, but because I got it wrong after.
You did get it wrong.
All right, I haven't gone back and heard the tape.
Dave doesn't care enough about his craft to listen back to it.
Well, we've been doing this for 3 years.
I don't even listen to it when I edit. I ain't even lying. So. I was there. I don't need to listen to it. I was literally. I'm here right now.
I'll tell you what I do. Give me a do do. After a couple of weeks or maybe a month or so kind of thing, I will go back and like listen to some of our older episodes to kind of like listen to how they sound and stuff, like, because I remember, I enjoyed recording that. I want to listen to how it sounded. Did we sound like we were enjoying ourselves as well? For example, like recently I listened to the Taylor Swift tip list again, because like we were just having a good time in that one. And like obviously a tournament episode every now and then is always good to listen to. Please go back and listen to our stuff.
Watch our stuff too. Watch it.
Yeah, indeed. See our glorious visages.
And comment on stuff as well.
Yes.
We will reply.
Yeah, just don't ask stupid questions.
Do you want to reply to that latest comment that we got on our YouTube video now? Might as well. We're not going to do it in an idle chat.
Well, I don't know what film they're referring to. A superhero movie that came out 12 years ago. I mean, if you're talking about an Avengers film, okay, what about the Age of Ultron? What about Infinity War? What about Endgame? And what about all the accoutrement in between? What about the DC films that have come out in the past 12 years? They're superhero films. If you're referring to a superhero movie that came out in 2008, I don't mean to critique your maths, but it's shit because that is not 12 years ago. Just saying. So, if you're going to offer a counter question, please come correct.
That was on our latest YouTube video about whether there are too many superhero movies these days.
No, they're not. It's just not. Simple question. No, two answers to the question. Sorry, no. Let's not. Give me more. No. More.
Well, please check out that video. But anyway, today is a day in history, which doesn't happen very often because when this episode comes out, it will actually be a leap day.
Actually, this year. No, that's the 29th. Today's the 27th.
When this episode comes out.
Oh, wait, we're recording the day early. Oh, yeah. Whoopsie.
I said when this episode comes out, it will be.
Yeah, I don't know what day it is, to be fair. I just turn up. I don't know what's going on.
Well, yeah, it is a leap year this year, in 2024. So therefore, we get an extra day in February, the 29th. And the 29th of February has just so happened where this episode is going to come out. So we're going to talk about all things leap year and leap days. Hooray!
Yeah, if you were born in a leap year, you're only allowed to celebrate your birthday on that day.
Yeah, you must be like, what, two now?
In our lives, it's what? How many leap years have there been?
Well, it's our ages divided by four. So, you know, five.
Maths.
So, yeah.
Still under 10.
You're like, you're literally five. Like, you're an actual child.
We're definitely under 10. It's eight. It's okay. It's eight.
Yep.
Yeah. Where'd you get five from?
Because I want to make myself younger.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Why? Good question.
Why? Why is the younger?
Normal people would just ask, I just want to be younger, you know, so I feel better and healthier and I have more fun and more energy and stuff. And Liam's just like, why? You have to go through the pain of existence again.
Yeah, you got to do it all again. You got to do it all again.
It's pain.
I didn't want to do it the first time. You got to do it all again. What's going on? This is bullshit. So, yeah.
Anyway. So, yeah. We're going to talk about leap years. I've got a little article here about 13 unexpected leap year facts. I'm just going to go through them, let them read them out to the guys here, and we're going to see what we think about some of these things. So, first point is it's all about the sun. Stop talking about the sun.
Yeah, sorry. The sun's a shit paper.
Indeed it is. That's also an office quote. So it takes the Earth about 365.242189 days, or 365 days, 5 hours, 48 minutes, and 45 seconds to circle once around the sun. So it's not exactly 365 days, which, you know, you wouldn't expect it to be, really. That was not very scientific. If it just so happened to work out exactly on the 24-hour mark, you know. So because of this, the Gregorian calendar that we all use has only 365 days. And so we add an extra day to our shortest month about every 4 years. Otherwise, we would lose about 6 hours every year. And
fucking Greg and his calendar.
And after about that 6 hours adds up. So if it was after a century, the calendar would be off by about 24 days, apparently.
Nice. So nearly a month. Give us a month off paid.
We wouldn't even have the month to be paid.
Have an issue.
So the second point, it couldn't be a podcast with three straight white guys without us talking about the Romans.
Ah, yes. The Romans. Yeah, the community Romans. Sponge.
Exactly. It's a communal sponge, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, Julius Caesar introduced the first leap year around 46 BC, but this was using the Roman calendar or his Julian calendar, which had only one rule. Any year, evenly divisible by four, would be a leap year. So this created too many leap years, and the math wasn't tweaked until Pope Gregory the 13th introduced his Gregorian calendar more than 1,500 years later.
Of course, the Pope knows about 4 years. Of course, he does.
In Julius Caesar's calendar, January, January.
Yeah. As well, July surely is Julius, isn't it?
Julianuary, though.
Julianuary. Yeah.
Julebury.
Julebury.
But yeah, like they're all named after, all the months are named after emperors, I'm pretty sure. They got, well, some of them are, must be.
Gods. I know well, Thursday is Thor's day, as in Thor. Yeah, yeah. I know that
and
much.
Then you got August, which is Augustus Caesar, and
Augustus Gloop, or
Augustus, yeah, nincompoop. Cool. The October, which is Octavian, Octavius, whichever one.
I thought it was Otto Octavius.
Otto, man.
See, I live up to the name.
Yeah. So, but technically, it's not every 4 years. Caesar's concept wasn't bad, but his math was still a little off. You can't blame him. It was before Christ was born, so, you know.
Before calculators were invented.
Christ factually was born, but we don't know if that guy that claims that he was Christ is actually the son of God. Look, the man existed, but we don't know if he was actually the son of God.
Well, so the man was also not white because he was from the Middle East. So
I also heard that it was invented by the Romans.
Well,
I stopped believing in God when I realized it was dog spelled backwards.
Makes sense.
The extra day every 4 months was too much of a correction. As a result, there's a leap year every year that is divisible by four, but to qualify, century years, so that's all the years that end in 00, must also be divisible by 400. So the year 2000 was a leap year, but the years 1700, 1800, and 1900 were not. So that's going to be the same as like 2100 is not going to be a leap year. Same for 2200 until 2400, which will be.
I did not sign up to do this much maths today. I don't appreciate it. I really don't appreciate maths.
Well, look, you're not going to live to the year 2100 anyway, Lee.
How do you know? There could be scientific advancements, and I might have.
He's going to cryogenically freeze his body.
If they gave you the option to make life go on a little bit longer, would you take it?
Depends. Do I get a robot body? Do I become Bender?
No, yes, you become no? you become the real life Fry.
As long as I don't have to deliver pizzas, I'll be fine.
What if it was the Futurama technique, but you had to live as a head in a jar?
Oh, no, that's boring. Can't do anything. Oh, do I get to go on a robot body? Like Nixon did.
what kind of robot? Nixon's back! He's got all the guns and stuff.
Yep.
That kind of body, yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?
But I like his assistant, Agnew, as well. That's Nixon. Futurama is great. Check out Futurama, yes. People. So that's all the sciencey stuff and all the history stuff. Let's get on to what is a tradition on leap years. And that is, apparently, according to tradition, and I don't like the way this is phrased, it's okay for women to propose to a man on the 29th of February. It's okay, guys. You haven't got to worry. People aren't going to throw eggs at you in the street if you do it.
They're not going to call you a heartlet or a whore.
Boo and hiss
at
you.
Yeah.
Boo.
I'm saying boo earns. I mean, I don't know. Would people comment? If you saw a woman proposing to a man, like, in that public setting, would you think that's strange?
Yeah, probably. I'll be honest. But that's the societal norm now, isn't it? That's the way you look at it. Maybe not now. Maybe it'll lean towards that now. Because can you really say that that's a woman proposing to a man? You can't do that anymore. You cannot assume. You get in trouble. You go to prison.
Good point. Go prison. Wait.
Not in this country, you won't. In Canada, you will. In this country, you won't.
The way I see it, I think it's become the societal norm that a woman proposing to a man is bizarre. Some would say, not my words, but some would say it's not normal. But some people do see it that way.
I think if you ask a certain amount of women, they would prefer the man to propose to them. They do like that romantic gesture.
I reckon if you asked 100 women, 75% would say they'd rather their partner propose.
Yeah.
I feel if you ask those same women, though, would they like a public
display of affection like that?
Majority, yeah, well, public proposals like that. I think the majority would say no.
What happens if they're lesbians? Do they have to wait to a leap year?
Well, in some places, they have to not get married.
True. True. That's more of a problem, isn't it? It's like,
to find the country that accepts and then wait for a leap year.
Damn it. I've got to wait 4 years. That could be worse. Why? I can never do it.
I guess it's kind of the same for, like, with the gay male relationships kind of thing, where I guess
it's the appropriate term.
Okay. I didn't want to say that. I wanted to say whichever one was the top. If that was the more sensible way of saying it. Is that more sensible? I don't know.
Well, no.
Butch. Whichever one's the more geezer bird.
The vernacular, I believe, is top and bottom. I don't think you can say Butch. That doesn't work. That's a no-no. No.
I don't think that's a bad thing to say.
Well, I wouldn't say it. Okay. I also wouldn't go. So, which one's bottom?
I would say which one's bottom.
I just guess which one's bottom.
I would say majority of times you can tell which one it is anyway. Can we just move?
Because we're gonna get in trouble. Mitch's armbands are gonna come off. Let's keep going, because otherwise he's gonna drown. We are laughing.
We are allies to the LGBTQ community, and I just want to say that you pissed someone off.
Yeah. You pissed someone off because you left out the rest of it. Okay, you just pissed off a group of people. Well, I say
you're never going to please everyone.
Can we just read the next one, please?
No, the custom of this mad thing of women proposing to men was apparently attributed to Saint Bridget, who is said to have complained to St. Patrick that women had to wait too long for their suitor to pop the question. The obliging Patrick supposedly gave the women one day to propose. What? So, and he also appeased them. He gave them one day out of 4 years so they could propose. Very, very progressive of that St. Patrick.
But to be honest, at that point, they probably had no rights. Let's be honest. Yeah. So to them, that is throwing them the proverbial bone.
I guess that is a good point.
So... That's the way to look at it.
It's also another tale claims that Queen Margaret of Scotland, who apparently was 5 years old at the time, so, you know, take this as a grain of salt, enacted a law setting fines for men who turned down marriage proposals from women during a leap year.
I've heard about people saying that you can't say no. I've heard about that before.
If it's a public show of proposal kind of thing, you can't say no, unfortunately, because if you like the person proposing to you, you can't say no. But if you don't like them and you think they're
if you don't like large displays of public affection, and someone drops to their knee in the middle of everyone, and you're like nah, you'll just walk off. I've seen it happen, not physically, but.
I think you should know your partner by then, kind of thing. If you're good,
yeah, but that's not. Yeah, but then that's not. But that's not the point of the person who is the proposee, not the proposer. The proposer takes full responsibility. If they know they don't like public affection, then doing it in the middle of Westfield Shopping Centre on a Saturday afternoon is probably not a good idea.
Doing a jumbo trying at a sporting event.
That too.
Uh, That's the common one. But you know, like even like in a restaurant and stuff like that, I still think that's still like a bit much.
Yeah.
So like, I'm saying, like, if you're the one being proposed to, like, you don't have to get married that right that second. Just say yes, that everyone applauds you, get a free bottle of champagne or whatever they're going to bring you, and then free when you're dessert. Out. Yeah, and when you're back home, just grab that guy by the scruff of his neck and say, "What the fuck are you thinking about?" Yeah, exactly. What the fuck are you thinking about?
Cut the paintbrushes.
We just got a free bottle of champagne. What do you want about?
Yeah, and you get a crack around the back of your head. Bosh.
Yeah, but the bill wasn't paid for, was it?
I don't care.
We dined the dash. That'd be great, wouldn't it? They give you a free proposal, and you fucking leg it.
Just dash it.
Yeah. So it's thought that the basis for the tradition of women proposing to men likely goes back to the time when in February 29th wasn't recognised by English law. The day had basically no legal status in the early years, so it was okay for apparently women to break convention and could propose. Right. I hope all the other laws were still intact, though, kind of thing. It's like the purge. 29th of February is the day where you could go out and purge yourself of all your human desires for violence and stuff like that. You ever watch that movie?
I've seen the first one. It kind of sucked.
The first one is terrible because it turns into a home invasion movie. The second one, a lot better because they go out into the streets and see things and shit.
Or watch the Rick and Morty episode where they do the Purge Planet. It's a lot better.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, I mean, I can't argue with that.
Feels good. Sorry.
Yeah. So apparently there are also other traditions that put a price on saying no if the man doesn't accept the leave your proposal. In Denmark, it will cost him. A man refusing a woman's proposal on the 29th of February, they must give them a dozen pairs of gloves.
A refusal of a proposal.
Yeah.
Is a price of 12 pairs of gloves.
Apparently 12 pairs of gloves, yes. I don't know why.
Is that a typo? Is it supposed to be doves?
12 doves? It was. Wolves? it's in Denmark. It's in Denmark, so it might be colder climate kind of thing. So gloves definitely are worth their weight in glove.
Definitely worth their weight in gloves, yes.
Yeah. And also in Finland, a uninterested gentleman must give his spurned suitor enough fabric to make a skirt.
Does it specify how big the skirt has to be? I'm guessing it has to fit around the waist, but the length wise.
Well, this was back in the obviously like the misogyny times when, you know, patriarchal times when men had all the power and all the say.
You get stoned for showing an ankle.
Exactly. So I imagine the fabric has to be quite a lot.
Give you bedding.
Yeah. Dad, yeah.
Go buy yourself a new bedding.
That's the problem. He doesn't want a bedder.
Yeah. Well, maybe he does. He just doesn't want to commit.
Maybe he's afraid of commitment.
Maybe. But also, the idea of getting... proposing and stuff like that is not the same in every culture. In Greece, one in five engaged couples avoid tying the knot in a leap year because they believe it's bad luck. So, one in five couples won't tie the knot in this whole year of 2024 because they believe it's bad luck. If it has something to do with the divorce rate, it doesn't matter. It's the same everywhere.
Well, trust them because they smash plates when they're happy. So
not anymore, it's too expensive. Cost of living and that.
Oh yeah. Fez. I don't know why I went Boris Johnson then, but yeah, fair enough.
Bloody rapscallion.
I haven't been to a Greek West restaurant in a long time. I don't know if they do stuff like that.
You must stay home. You must go to work. But you will stay at home while you go to work.
He has parties.
In the USA.
Prick.
Then lies about having parties.
Boris Cyrus. party in the UK. We're getting off track. We're getting really off track today. I don't know why.
Yeah. So there's a leap year capital. The twin cities of Antony in Texas and Antony in New Mexico are the self-proclaimed leap year capital of the world. They hold a four-day leap year festival that includes a huge birthday party for all the leap year babies. ID is required, apparently.
ID is required.
Yeah. Well, you have to prove it.
Oh,
hey, here's my birthday.
A party prove for it. Everyone who's born on the 29th of February.
No, no, party for everyone born in the in that year and on leap year.
Oh.
Oh.
So like, yeah. So where it's divisible by four. People that way.
I don't think 92 like everyone is born... a leap year. I think we're out.
Yeah, we're all out of the leap years once, yeah.
Nah, but, that party sucks anyway.
But yeah, if it was for people born on the 29th of February, like there won't be very many people.
Just two people show up, it's like, hi.
Yeah. Where's all the rest of them? Are they all live in other countries? It's very hard to get to Antony, Texas, or Antony, New Mexico.
I didn't even know there was an Antony, Texas, nor an Antony, New Mexico.
No.
I'm from New Mexico. Oh, what part? Antony, huh?
Would it be so, Anthony, though?
Maybe Anthony. I don't... I go with the hard T.
Yeah.
Again, I'm an ally of the LGBTQ community. Anyway, on.
We're looking to get cancelled today. It's going on. Woo.
It's a leap day. You know, everything's a bit off today.
It's the purge day. We do what we want. What are you gonna do about it?
Now, in order to celebrate this leap day, Liam is going to leap into the air.
No, I'm not.
You just did.
I'll purge you, you old... What's he say? I'll purge you, old motherfucker, or something like that. I'll purge your ass.
What's that? You want me going back to 3 weeks earlier when you were alive?
that's great.
People born on a leap day have a nickname. They are known as leaplings or leapers.
I was going to call them failures, but...
That's very close to leopards.
Yeah, it's quite close. So you're saying that being born on the 29th is an illness?
There you go. You're a leaper or a leapling. Mm. Sounds like a Lord of the Rings character a little bit. Most of them don't wait every 4 years to celebrate their birthdays, but instead blow out candles on the 28th of February or the 1st of March. Apparently, according to history.com, about 4.1 million people around the world have been born on the 29th of February. And the chances of having a leap year are 1 in 1,461.
I'll take their mods.
They are good odds.
Quid on it.
So if you wanted to have a child and try and make him be born on a leap day, if we try and work out the math, you'd have to wait until the 2028 now. And you'd have to get the conception at the end of April
in 2027.
Yeah,
was it? No, it's not April. Might be June because it's 9 months in it. So
yeah.
So starting June of 2028, if you want to try and get someone,
2027.
So, yeah, 2027.
2028.
Exactly, yeah, sorry. So, yeah, 2027 in June. Start going if you want a little leaper or leapling for yourself and try and get those odds. In fact, go down to the betting shop, put a tenner on it, because if you manage to do it, then it's the odds of 1 in 1,461.
And if even better, the under-21's Ugandan league.
Even better, do it now if you're single. Do it now, and then you've got to try and get into a relationship that goes to the point where you want to have kids and stuff like that in 4 years, and then be able to do it then. And then you'll get even more astronomical odds. Because
that's very good odds.
Exactly. So there you go. If you're single, go do that now. That's a good idea.
Getting shop out of business for that one.
Imagine how pissed you'd be if they were born on the 28th, though. You'd just be like, no, love, hold it a bit longer, please.
Just hold it there. Just hold it in.
You're down. You just shove the fucking doctor out of the way. Fuck off, move. You're just pushing it back in. No!
No, you'd be... but yeah, eventually you'd have to go to that doctor and just be like, look, can we just make a little adjustment to that birth certificate, please? You actually saw this baby about 4 hours later.
And he goes, no, I can't do that. What's that in the back of my neck? That's a gun. Now, we were saying.
Well. Well, you can't bribe a doctor. They're already minted. What do doctors like?
Well, doctors are on strike at the moment, so they're not that fucking minted.
I mean, our doctors aren't minted.
No. They're junior doctors.
Oh, I see. So they're stupid doctors.
training doctors in training. So according to the Guinness World Records, though, there is actually like a family that have produced 3 consecutive generations born on the 29th of February.
Bruh.
I don't know. Imagine if the grandfather there put on those odds. What those odds would have been, especially if he was single.
Grandpa be fucking.
Indeed. The records belongs to the Keoghs. Peter Anthony Keogh was born in Ireland in 1940. His son Peter Eric was born in the UK on a leap day in 1964. And his granddaughter Bethany Welf was born in the UK in 1996.
Raw.
So yeah, the grandfather now would be 83 or 84.
And still capable of producing a leap year child.
There you go. Well, that's all on Bethany now to make it 4 generations. She's got to make sure she's banging on the end of June.
She needs to put her down a bed and shop now.
Indeed, yeah.
Wait, well, maybe not now. They might be shut.
She may already have one. She would be in her late 20s, early 30s. So, I don't know.
Come on, get cracking.
Yeah. Famous people that were born on leap days. So we got let's see how many of these people you know. Composer Gioacchino Rossini.
No,
motivational speaker Tony Robbins.
I know Tony Robinson.
Jazz musician Jimmy Dorsey. Nope. Actors Dennis Farina and Antonio Sabato Jr.
No.
No? Okay, well, rapper and actor Ja Rule as well.
Oh, okay. I know that one.
Ja Rule's the rapper that did... Always on Time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
He's just having Too Fast, Too Furious.
That's one of the Fast and Furious movies.
No, I like that one.
That one's about racing too.
Yeah, the first three are actually about racing. Third one's the best one.
And they're the worst three.
The third one's the best one. I'll fight anyone. I will fight anyone.
When Fast and the Furious was about family and not about racing, that's when
who gives a fuck about family? Dom Toretto and his bald head. It's all about the guy from Alabama. That guy.
What's Sean?
Jason Momoa is in the latest one. And I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it, but all I can tell you is he's having a fantastic time.
It's just a rock film. And I'll be honest, they're kind of boring and they're kind of the same. But now he's got in the franchise. He's got hold of it, and they're all the same. They made a car jump from building to building. It's stupid.
Yeah. Stupid. But it's the Fast and the Furious. You can't tell me that the first three movies weren't stupid.
No.
They're about racing.
About street racing. It's
supposed to be.
Yeah.
The third one's amazing. He goes to Japan and has to indoctrinate himself into Japanese culture. Gets into fights in Japanese schools.
They have a gear stick where they open up a switch and press a button and suddenly their cars go faster.
That's called nitrous oxide.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. You can't tell me that's not stupid.
That's more believable.
You can actually get that for your car.
That's more believable than flying a fucking car.
I know which I'd rather see.
Or, when The Rock fucking has got his arm in plaster because his arm's broken, and all of a sudden he just goes, tenses, and it rips. No, your arm is broken. The human anatomy does not work that way.
Well, John Cena's in those movies as well.
Yeah, but well, you can't see him anyway.
Exactly. But John Cena's a better actor than The Rock, so who gives a shit?
Okay, so we're going on to more of the old-timey stuff. There's a lot of proverbs that revolve around leap years. In Scotland, leap year is thought to be bad for livestock, which is why the Scottish say, leap year was ne'er a good sheep year.
Do you want to say that in a Scottish accent? I'll try again.
Leap year was ne'er a good sheep year.
Yes, better. Yeah. It's not bad. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I won't do the next one because the next one's Italian. Hey! Babidi boobidi! I've got a mustache, so I can't speak Italian. So, Italy, they say anno bisesto, anno funesto, which means leap year, doom year.
Oh, wow.
It's a bit ominous. Yeah, I know. There are warnings against planning special events such as weddings. The reason? Anno bisesto to the don senza esesto, which means in a leap year, women are erratic. Oh, God, I should have read it first.
You come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
And it's a leap year. I did not expect this.
You son of a gun.
Well, he has
you know how erratic she could be on a leap year.
Yeah, and then it just turns into Santina Morella. It's like, you son of a gun.
John Cheddar.
They really did not understand the menstruation back then, did they? Because obviously...
back in the day, they really didn't rate women, did they? They got no ratings. They got no ratings back in the day. Yeah.
That's why
some would argue they get no ratings now, but I'm not getting involved in that. But I'm just saying, back then, definitely no ratings.
That's why I got no problem with like anything to do with like equal rights when it comes to women and stuff like that, because like so many ridiculous bollocks from back in the day. Like,
exactly, no ratings, not fair.
I bet there's women that still Italian women that still have to listen to that bullshit as well.
Probably.
I know in certain areas of like Roman stuff, they have like men only areas, which in fairness sound like, you know, sausage fest.
I was just going to say, a bit weird.
But it's like they sit around and like play chess and like dominoes and shit like that. I've seen it in Travel Man and James May. James May
went that to sounds like a terrible superhero.
Travel Man.
Travel Man.
The superhero to Dogwell.
Richard Iwadi. Yeah.
It's Dog Welder's arch nemesis. It's the yin to his yang. Travel man. The yin to his yang.
Now, no matter where you go, Dog Welder, I will be there.
The abbot to his Costello.
I feel like Dog Welder's enemy is like Logic or something like that.
What the rapper? What the rapper? What the rapper?
Yes,
or just
yes. If he's available, Logic to play Logic. Okay. So the final fact I got is that there is an honor society of leap year day babies. It's a club for people that were born on the 29th of February. So if you were born on the 29th of February and you you're not part of this club, get in touch.
You suck. Oh
yeah, but you're not. Yeah, but if your name's Homer, you're not allowed to join. They've already got a Homer.
Yeah, and this is no Homers. They already have one.
More than 11,000 people worldwide are members, and the goal of the group is to promote Leap Day awareness and to help Leap Day babies get in touch.
With what?
I don't know.
Their sensitive side? Their creative side?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's just that they can get in touch with each other and find have talks about having a birthday and what they'd actually celebrate it on when it's not a leap year.
Is it just them being like, oh, everyone takes a piss out of me because my birthday's on a leap year? Yeah, else we get being weird.
In fairness, it sounds ag, because like imagine if you're part of that group and like they're saying, oh, like it's a leap day today, so we're all gonna have a special event where we'll all meet up and celebrate our birthday, and you're just like, nah, I'm just gonna celebrate my birthday like with my friends and stuff.
No, I've got work. Like
yeah, exactly. I'm not gonna come to wherever you guys are organizing.
I'm not coming to Anthony, Mexico. Fuck off.
Yeah.
You gonna pay for my flight?
That's great.
Well, if you're part of like the Leap Day community, like,
well, what about us people that aren't born on Leap Day? Should we make our own club
with blackjack and hookers? I've got to see if there's any more Leap Day facts. So the source of all great go to the source of all great knowledge, Wikipedia. Sorry, Simpsons references. There's a lot of events that happened on Leap Days that I've got in here. Some good, some not so good.
What's a not so good one?
A not so good one. North Korea agrees. This is, no, that's a good thing. I just saw North Korea and it's assumed. The siege of Sarajevo officially ended. Apparently, that was good.
I'm looking. I can't really see. Oh, yeah. I think I'm finding all the same stuff you had. I can't really.
Yeah.
Let's just put it this way. If you were born in a leap year, you're pretty boring. you're just pretty boring.
You have that one thing to talk about. I was born on the 29th of February.
And there's just a big fucking whoop.
All right, I found some more leap year facts. During leap years, January, April, and July all start on the same day. And in 2024, they'll all start on a Monday. Kind of think of it. New Year's Day was on a Monday, wasn't it?
Yep.
It was, yeah.
In 2020, they all began on a Wednesday, but we wouldn't have known that because we were all inside during lockdown.
We would have not. No, not at the start of 2020, we weren't. We didn't start until March. It had been 2021.
Right. Yeah, I know. But then as soon as we got to the April, March kind of time, then
April, March time, it was like sharp.
From then until the middle of about a year and a couple of months until we were finally all good to go outside again. And
the first 13 weeks of that lockdown was bliss.
Oh, for us.
Bring on lockdown. Oh, that was so nice. We were all being paid. And we didn't have to go work, and the weather was
amazing.
Yeah,
and to work on your tan and not have to worry about work.
I did work on my tan, and I also worked on my my Warzone ability too. I played so much Warzone; it was great. I loved it.
And we only had to go out for an hour every day for a government mandated exercise time.
And without that lockdown, you wouldn't have this. Let's put it that way. Because the lockdown is the reason we're here. So if you hate it, hate fucking COVID. It's COVID's fault.
There's an official Leap Year cocktail, and unsurprisingly, it's called the Leap Year Cocktail. It was crafted on the 29th of February, 1928, and the Leap Year Cocktail is a well-rounded martini alternative. It's gin paired with sweet vermouth and the brandy-based orange sweetness of Grand Marnier. I don't like gin or vermouth, to be honest. The result is so deliciously refreshing that you might argue it deserves to be enjoyed more than once every 4 years. I don't like this article.
Stop telling me how to enjoy things.
Whoever wrote that article can go fuck themselves. How about that?
Yeah. Leap seconds won't exist from 2035. Now, I don't understand what leap seconds are. Every now and then, we also add a 1 second adjustment known as a leap second to our clocks to synchronize them with the Earth's rotation. Leap seconds were first introduced in 1967.
Weren't 2007? Weren't that a leap year or something?
Mm. 2007 would have been. That's not every 4 years. Been 2008, 2004.
But 96 was a leap year.
Yes, it was, because it's divisible by four.
Don't look at me. I don't know.
Right. Leap seconds were first introduced in 1967, but a recent vote by the International Bureau of Weights and Measures will lead to their suspension in 2035. Who are these all-powerful beings are saying that we're messing with time?
Time is a man-made structure.
It is.
Time is money.
but it's also natural because it gets dark and light at certain times. It's believed there are no longer proven useful, with no more leap seconds to be added until at least 21:35. By that point, I'm sure the apes will be warning, and so we ain't gonna worry. Damn you, dirty ape.
I was going to say, pretty sure when I went to the firework display in London for 2008, they said, oh, yeah, by the way, Big Ben's going to start chiming, but we can't start doing the countdown properly for another 15 seconds.
Huh.
That bizarre.
Da-na-na, 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 da-na. Sorry. Ooh, baby. Only Swedes celebrate the 30th of February.
The country or the vegetable?
Yeah, or the vegetable, yeah.
The country. In 1712, Sweden and Finland, considered part of Sweden at the time, added one off extra leap day to February to help get their outdated Julian calendar up to speed with the new Gregorian calendar.
Do they still have it to this day?
I doubt it.
No, they did that one. They did that once back in 1712 to get them up to speed with everyone else. Apparently,
I wonder if anyone was born on February 30th over there.
Probably.
Well,
statistically, someone was born.
There is one other race of beings that celebrate the 30th of February. It's fictional, of course, though. It is the hobbits.
So you're taking the hobbits to Isengard.
On the 30th of April, or February, you're not. Hobbits observe 12 30-day months each year, including Solmath, translated in text to February.
Yeah. So I was born on the 16th of Solmath.
There you are.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's everything I got on leap days and leap years. I hope you enjoyed hearing us talk about that.
Yeah, you can have your leap years.
Enjoy your leap day today. Please leap in the air.
If it is your birthday, you're a loser.
yep. Well, if it is your birthday,
you end up in Anthony, New Mexico, or Anthony, Texas.
Everyone who is currently in Anthony, Texas, loser. Grow up. No one cares that much about your birthday.
Just another year closer to the ultimate sweet release of death.
And then, we go. So we started talking about pain being existence, the pain of existence, and now we're going on to sweet release of death.
Existence is pain. Existence is pain, and so is our back catalogue. Pain.
Everything. I'll be on my
back. My back. Just my
so, back. Yes. Yeah, my back too. My back is pain, yes.
I'll be on my deathbed listening to episode after episode of the Wait What podcast, thinking how funny I was.
Well, if you're on your deathbed and you want to listen to it, you can find all previous episodes available on all podcasting platforms. Use our government name to find us. It is Wait What, a trio of nonsense. You can find us on X and on Instagram at Wait What Pod Trio, YouTube Wait What Podcast, and TikTok at the Wait What Podcast.
Thanks a lot, guys. Keep on leaping.
Existence is pain.
Two. Three. Let's go!